as it dawned, morning, there were thunders and lightning. A great cloud settled on the mountain. The people trembled as they heard the voice of Elohim's own words. A sound of a ram's horn blasting. You shall be a kingdom of priests. You shall.
Shalom Aleichem Mishpacha, it's Todd Tamer here with Paradigm Shift, and thank you for again for joining us today. And as always, we want to give all glory, thanksgiving, honor and praise and everything in and of ourselves, worship to our Father, our forefathers, Yahweh, Yahuwah Elohim, who sits in the heaven of heavens with our King, Yeshua HaMashiach, sitting at his right hand, waiting for his enemies to be made his footstool, by his people coming back into the love of knowledge, the love of understanding, the love of discipline, the love of reproof between one another as we get our own everyday lives in order. All the order of everything that has been and will be revealed to us through his walking word, Tor Yeshua HaMashiach, working through his Ruach, Holy Spirit, in us and in our brethren that we are joining with.
That's right. Shema Yisrael, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Echad, Baruch Shem Kevod, Melchuto Leolam Va'ed. Hear, O Israel, Yahuwah is our El, Yahuwah is one, blessed is the name of his kingdom, forever and ever. And so we're going to be continuing on today with our series, The Occulted Kings of Time and Space and Their Coming New World Order Religion. And why are we doing this? Because we want to show you the difference between Abba's kingdom, the name of his kingdom forever and ever, versus what they are building around you, what they have erected around you, what the matrix is that they have you immersed in, and that he is asking us, Abba, Yahweh, is asking us to break that programming and come out of it, to discern and define the differences between the two kingdoms. You cannot know the differences if you don't know Torah. You cannot know the differences if you are not awake and aware to what is going on around you, if you are not willing to turn and face and look and understand the immense oppression that your family has been under for so long.
That's right.
These are the times of being freed. So break that programming. That's what we're here to do.
That's right, because there's going to be one ultimate king on this planet, one way or another. And first, what comes first is the anti-Messiah, the Antichrist, the anti-king, everything anti against our Father in heaven and our King Yeshua HaMashiach, who sits by his right hand. And that includes the rebuilding of a temple, where I was reading a study just recently. Well, on Shabbat, I was reading a study that was done by a Christian group, and they had. They brought up the idea that there is nowhere in Scripture where you find a third temple being built. Now, just from my knowledge of Scripture and our knowledge of Scripture, I've never read it anywhere either. The only temple that I understand that is being built there is a spiritual house temple being built back into the body of Yeshua as the dry bones are filled back with Yeshua's walk into the Torah. And the big deception, why am I bringing that up? Because the kings and queens who rule this earth are going to use every prophecy in the Scriptures, but most specifically the King James Bible, in order to delude you and all nations on this earth to dropping all their religions after all the chaos and destruction that they have on this planet to follow the Luciferian religion of Gnosticism or old Egyptianism, of Greek, of Romanism. It's all the same thing going throughout the centuries, and they change the names time and again, you know, and the same goddesses, Liberty, Isis, come on, some other, Astaroth, and these ones back through the centuries,
Venus, Aphrodite.
There you go,
Mom. Greek, you know.
Right, right. So it's the same God, behind every one of those things.
Just with different names.
He's a masquerader as he causes chaos and just implodes one nation. He builds a larger empire on top of it.
And we're watching that right now in the entertainment industry, which has been deliberately designed to program you, to actually mind control you and mind numb you to what is important in life. life. And if you look around at the entertainment industry and you do it while taking your thoughts captive unto Torah HaMashiach, you absolutely see them presenting the gods and goddesses before your very eyes and telling you to have sexual relations with aliens, and that it would be a, you know, it could be a good union. And we have the Catholic Church actually telling us that yes, beings from other worlds must be sons of God, and we can all unite together in a religious understanding with them. And you know, right now we are going through the television series V, trying to break that down and take that apart. And we are, I mean, oh my gosh, it's scripture. That is what that they are putting out in front of you. They are putting out exactly how the deception can, and they're right down
and
to
what's
the
going
being
on right
lizard
now.
Kings.
That's right, right down to being lizard kings, and what they're demons. You know, these are occulted people. These are occulted kings.
The serpent.
As we went away from our father in the days when our land was together and one under King David, and after the splitting, after Solomon's sons took over, we've been at battle in a war ever since. And as we've been battling with one another inside the 10 tribes of Israel that predominantly are in Europe and the United States and Australia. And they're scattered all over, but the masses are there. And then you have the Benjamin Yehuda that are sitting back in the land again, as they were prophesied to do. Not forget who they are. They kept the Torah, but they added to and took away from it. So they're just as bad a condition as we are. And we're all ruled by the same kings. Now in Europe, they battled for centuries between each other. We killed and slaughtered one another. Why? Over power and rulership and authority on this earth. Who was going to get to serve Satan? Because Satan's the one that gives the powers and the authorities on this earth. And it's because
all the promises.
And because we are in the corruption, he's been given that authority. Yep. He's been given that authority by our Father. Our Father says he creates evil. Why? To discipline us. We are to love, discipline, and reproof. And the bottom line is, Mishpachah, everything is our fault because we walked away from him. And we walk away from each other each and every day because of the smallest things that we cannot communicate. We will not, because we fear the thought of other men more than we do our Father above us in heaven. So we choke on our words. We don't really communicate our expectations. Most of us, we don't even understand our expectations. So we have been wholly consumed by the magic and sorcery that we are revealing to you in these series, that these kings have occulted and put over us new feast days, new times and seasons, while they overlay the Bible and the scriptures there. And it's gotten so diluted to the point now that the scriptures are being thrown out across the planet, and Christians are being annihilated. A little girl's heart is being ripped out of her chest, you know, in different parts of the world. Cannibalism is going on. And
it's a demonic spirit has taken over. These aren't humans committing these acts anymore. Mm-mm. It is the spirit of demons, and
they
are among us, and they are getting stronger and stronger every moment we turn away. And what the blessed thing is that we get to see on Paradigm Shift is we get to see the people who are facing the light, who are looking right into it and being bathed in it, and
that's
saying,
right,
we will not participate in the darkness any longer.
And allowing his light to push out all of our fears, all of our old paradigms about who we think we are, what our purpose is, and where we are headed, and where, most importantly, to this day, he's revealing to us where we have come from, and
yes,
it reconnects
origins
reconnects us to our roots, not the lies of history that has been told to us through the propaganda education system of the Canaanite
history.
Kings,
yep,
who rule us, that we are giving you their religion, and we are identifying to you that you participate in it by your silence. By your silence, you consent. You consent to everything that is going on in this world. On Fox News last night, they were talking about and encouraging people, I'm putting my dollars into Africa. And as Joyce Riley put it this morning, woe to Africa, because they got a 640-acre base there with a square mile, square mile. Drive your car a mile down the road and then imagine a square how big this base is. And that is the central location when we have troops in 48 countries now in Africa. That's NATO mixture troops. It's UN mixed troops. It's United States and the rest. The Chinese and the Russians, they're competing as well. But on the top, the kings are ruling it all. They are still giving us the illusion. To this day, they're allowing us the illusion that our borders actually separate the nations of this world. And that is not the truth. It's all being run behind the scenes by the kings.
Right.
It's already been divided up into the 10 kingdoms, and they are running it that way, and they're just waiting to collapse the system and collapse the national boundaries by getting everyone at each other's throat, murdering, killing, stealing, and destroying for your gut, because you will not stand up and say no more.
No more even.
You don't even know what to stand on because your good and evil has been clouded in your mind and your eyes.
Discernment is missing and lacking.
Because there is only one law in this universe, and that is Torah. And it's only walked out properly, vibrationally, in love, in a spirit, in a mindset, to where we take every thought captive, even if every word during our day, and you start with something simple of, instead of saying, I'm thirsty, honey! And how come you're not bringing me some water? Well, did I ask her a question? If I even say it nicely, I'm thirsty. I am programming my wife. I am manipulating her. I'm not speaking honestly my feelings. I don't even know what my words are that I am saying. I have an expectation I have planted on this other person over here. And if she doesn't perform that, well, then she's going to feel it. And so we do that to each other on every little detail of our days. And we have to be looking at the smallest things first, getting those types of things right.
Small beginnings.
That's right.
We take it right down to the very word level, the letter level. How are we speaking to each other and taking those actual words, the speech patterns captive and reprogramming them? And by doing that, we're able to see through.
It disciplines us.
It does. And it makes you capable of seeing through everybody else's speech. And whether it's matching up with the inflections in their eyes, their bodies, their hands.
Or their actions about what they say they want to do, what they say they want to accomplish. And if those don't line up with the actual words that are coming from their mouths, then there are expectations that are hidden there. And those are the mind fields. The mind fields. When we get together.
That are going to blow up when you get together.
Because then all of a sudden you feel like, oh my gosh, I'm in the middle of a minefield and I'm walking on eggshells and I don't know where to go next because I know something's going to happen. Somebody's going to be upset.
You can feel the stress. And so when you get really good at listening to words and reprogramming yourself using proper words, you can begin to walk on the outskirts of the minefield and identify the mines and begin to try to not let them detonate, but disarm them. That's what we're always trying to do, is disarm people's minds, their landmines all around us. We don't want to walk in the minefield with you. We want to help you disarm it before we ever have to go in. Now, I do want to say, okay, yes, the Earth is now a global corporation and is being run that way. This idea of nations and states, like we've said before, it's laughable. That is programming. Get it away from you. Do not, flying the American flag doesn't mean anything anymore. That is just a symbol that they're programming you with. Whose kingdom are you in? Theirs or Yahweh's? We gotta choose.
Now,
the other thing I want to say is, the stuff that's going on in Africa, I want to give some testimony from some brethren that we talked to. The Torah is growing in Africa. It is spreading in Africa. Hallelujah. It is not just some stupid nation that's getting taken over by these kings who think they're smarter than everybody else. His light is everywhere. We will come out of all nations on the earth. African tribesmen or whomever is out there, they will stand next to us in that day. And so we're all preparing our hearts for those times. Don't get a preconceived notion of who is going to be standing next to you and who you think your brother is. Because he has many surprises for us ahead. He doesn't look at the outside. He looks at the inside. And are we whitewashed sepulchers that are filthy inside? Well, I can say that many people are. Many people are out there expounding Torah and they're filthy inside. And how do I know that? Because the way they treat each other. It is all about, do you have righteous and right ruling? Do you have proper boundaries? Do you love reproof and discipline? Those are the keys to life with Yahweh. This thing that's coming, guys, it's going to be boot camp with Yahweh. That's what the Exodus is. It's boot camp with Yahweh while all kinds of tribulation goes on around you. All kinds of pressures from the flesh. Will you trim your flesh? Will you press into Him? Will you hate your brethren?
That's right. Can you walk through what you have assigned to you to do for your day? When you wake up in the morning and you look what you have, what's presented before you day. Some of you might have, can you walk through it in shalom? It's not the situation that's presented to you that is the problem. It is what we decide how we walk through it.
Yep.
Meaning that can we keep our peace when whatever it is that comes up in our lives, can we keep our peace and walk through it and know for certain we are not being driven by our own deep-seated fears, resentments, heartbreaks, unfairness, the things that we've committed against other people in our lives, piling up and pushing us. Are we even aware when our steam temperature starts to, the pressure relief valve on the steam boiler starts to blow off and the whistle's blowing? Are we really aware that that's going on? Are we praying and are we saying to ourselves and saying to our Abba that and thinking that this is shalom in the way He wants me to walk out my life? What we have seen over and over and over again as He's calling people out, and He's doing it in this nation too, and I don't want to just knock out people doing Torah, but Christians are doing the same mistreatment of one another, so are Jews.
Absolutely.
We are not a foundation of concrete. You have sand, and you got mortar, and you put the two together, and they make a hard rock. Now, it's interesting because He calls us sands of the sea. And the mortar is Yeshua HaMashiach. And the foundation that is formed together and brings everyone together is through the discipline of walking out in Yeshua HaMashiach, the Torah, the dates and the feast times that He gave to us in the rhythms of the Torah physics universe that He created, that everything is connected. As the occultists say, as above, so below, we confirm to you that in Scripture, it also says that in the Lord's Prayer.
Yeah, that His will would be done as in heaven, so in earth.
That's right. So Father turns everything the evil ones do upside down, and those evil ones are our kings. What has happened is over the centuries is we've got a pile of refuse that has raised to the top because we will not discipline and reprove one another. And what does that mean? That doesn't mean
and we won't accept discipline and reprove from one another.
We take offense immediately, and we can't even hear. All we do is hear offense when we're even being spoken good, kind words of wisdom that people where people have been and already done the things that we've done. We're doing. So we have to overcome these things, or we will be wholly consumed by the fire that is coming on.
And this is part of the occulted religion of the coming New World Order. This is what they're doing, and what these kings are doing. This is part of where they hide.
That's right. In fear, they're always sorcerizing. They're always sorcerizing everything. So we were talking about the Royal Observatory in London, where you've got a pyramid held up by an effigy of Atlas. When you look at it from aerial view, there's a pentagram inside that. Remember, we were talking about that.
And remember, this is on the prime meridian where they define their time from. We should be defining our time from Yerushalayim. That should be our prime meridian. So don't go by their time anymore.
And the beginning of our hours and the beginning of our day should start in the same spot. But they confuse us by beginning the hours at the prime meridian in London, and on the opposite side of the earth, they change the day over. So it's just more confusing our calendars of where we're at in understanding the signs and seasons of our Father in the heavens. Also, with this prime meridian, with this pyramid, it's 1,776 foot long. From the top of the pyramid, there you draw a line down to the base, it's 1,776 feet. Also, with this coming around a circle around this pyramid, there are 22 headings of 33 degrees each, compass headings. You see this on your maps today. It's also known as the compass rose. Now, the rose signifies to them the Holy Grail bloodline of the Canaanite kings of Windsor and Europe from Egypt and Babylon, and that's to raise up the final one world king. They want to have the purest bloodline they can. That's why they're so obsessed with genetics and getting into different countries to dig up
ancient artifacts, archaeology, determining the story for you, hiding the truth, and then using it against you while actually presenting an entirely different story to you so that you will get in line.
That's right. So you'll believe in King Arthur coming back and setting up the Golden Age kingdom of New Atlantis, which is the kingdom that was before the flood, and the same things were going on.
And the aliens are our friends.
That's right.
They're going to rescue us, okay? I mean, that's their bottom line here.
Okay, so like the pyramid, they convey their hidden world and religious beliefs through their signets, their seals, their coat of arms, and the like. The 1776 pyramids demonstrates who created it, and they by disguising the value of pi, 3.14, through the 13 steps on a four-sided pyramid within a circle, encoding pi, the infinite repeating number of the circle, or ages of chaos, to the formation of New Atlantis, or the new golden age of rule of Satan, or Saturn, his seed over the earth through the genetically manipulated generations of humans via the body, mind, and soul, corrupting the temple image of Yahweh for habitation by fallen angels and their Nephilim children wandering the earth since the flood.
Remember, you're the portal here. You're the one who lets them in or doesn't let them in. You get to say no. And by silence, you are giving consent. And they can determine what you just decided to give consent to. It's like what Scripture says, choose this day whom you shall serve. As for me and my house, we shall serve Yahuwah. You've got to make that choice.
What silence will get you and not be able to communicate. I mean, the beginning of it is not being able to communicate with one another and live with one another and take care of your own house. But the final expression of that is by your silence, you're condoning little girls' hearts being ripped out and being cannibalized by your funding and your tax dollars by your satanic government that rules you over another nation. So what will happen to you is you can, by your silence, what you will get is your reward, and what you will reap is the things happening to your children and to your own self.
So quit going along to get along.
That's right.
The main thing here. It's not all about making it happy and friendly for everybody. Where are you going to stand?
It's coming
home
right here.
We are being asked that.
That's right. Okay, so the 1776 pyramid serves as a time marker, and it's also on the seal of the United States dollar. It's a timeline of the rise of the king and the one world government of the Golden Age, or New Atlantis. They're preparing the world for their coming king in music, movies, ceremonies, government, education, economics, and science. Will 2016 be the year, as the 1776 pyramid suggests? Their ley lines and astrological alignments of their cities that they build
also suggests 2016.
Big time. So let's start with these ley lines. We're going to go to the Bank of England. This is in the city of London.
First,
in the heart
what's a ley line? A ley line is an energy grid that goes across the earth and it connects many of the ancient sites, many of these great wonders and stuff. Everything is connected. This grid is it's a very tight knit pattern. And it's what is a ley line? It is an energy line.
That's right. And you have the old grid and you have the new grid that they have created. So, you know, in a little bit in my thinking, I think that what's important is they line up their cities in accordance with their angles and their sacred geometry and as above, so below, so that they can channel that negative energy, whatever energy they're creating, or creating cities and cultures in cities with all the government and all this stuff and the tearing down of human dignity and respect for one another, love for one another, for merchandising and for guilt, greed, and all this kind of stuff. So anyway, the Bank of England. Now, this is the heart of the empire right here. This is the money center of the empire. It sits right in the center of the city of London. And it has its own mayor, police force. It's called the Square Mile, covering 1.2 square mile area. It's a plot of land that's a sovereign state, just like the Vatican and Washington, D.C. There are other two main power centers that they control and manipulate the world with. It's the same. It's all the same. It's alchemy when they put all this together, this building of the cities, the way people act and treat one another, their ley lines. This corporation called the City of London is not subject to the Queen or Parliament. The Queen has to ask permission to come into the city, and she must remove her shoes and curtsy to the Lord Mayor. It's the wealthiest place on earth, with the power over printing money, just as the Federal Reserve in England, just as the Federal Reserve in the U.S., both of them are privately owned. And this same banking system is what they're setting up in all these countries that they are destroying, and sending our troops in order to accomplish that. So now we go to, let's see, the next one here. Okay, now there's 33 degree headings from this pyramid. And the first runs from the pyramid that Atlas is holding up through the Bank of England in the center of the city of London. The second heading runs through Buckingham Palace and Kensington Palace. This was the line and angle to which the alignment of Io and Mars and Regulus conjoined over the royal palaces on October 14th.
Okay, that's this October 14th. We had the comet ISON, Mars, and Regulus, the heart star of Leo, all conjoined. They all aligned over the ley line of Kensington Palace. They just moved Prince William back to.
Well, they just moved Prince William back to. And ISON, they like to do anagrams a bunch, and we've suggested this before. They might have named that because you move the letters around, you get Zion. And again, they believe that they're New Jerusalem, the kings of Israel. So,
U.S.
government shutting down, and default day was also October 17th, which is Osiris's death and resurrection day. We already talked with you guys about that. And now the bank sits on the city of London, the Bank of London sits on the second 33rd degree heading from the 1776 Atlas Pyramid at the Royal Observatory. The question is, are they the determiners of the sacred ley line, satanic Gaia worship and religion that is inculcated into the UN? The whole entire UN is a part of this occult system as well. They have a meditation room there where they've got their satanic symbols and all this and that. And they do all of their stuff on these dates according to what these druid kings tell them to do.
And what he's talking about is ritual magic. Mm-hmm. They absolutely have it all lined out in rituals to where that they can drum up all the energy. It's the same stuff that we've been saying. This is just more evidence of it. Now, it looks like we're about to run out of time as usual.
Yeah, we're running out of time as usual. So the spirit has moving on different things today. It's just to implore to you to get right with one another. Stay calm in your spirits about whatever you're facing in life today, and breathe and consider your thoughts of what you're having and why you are having them before you take a step.
That's called taking every thought captive. Keep looking up, Shemaya.
Hallelujah.
You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet.